Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
International companies look to invest in Jamaican agricultural produce. Today we take a closer look. I am Camilla Guthrie. Good morning.
Climate change will likely cause an increase in tropical storms, which result in flooding. Floods destroy crops and livestock, damage buildings and other infrastructure, and can even result in death. So protect yourself and your property. Leave steep slopes and riverbanks under natural vegetation. Don't build along rivers and gullies. Support the Jamaica Conservation and Development Trust in protecting the forests of the Blue and Jonquil Mountains National Park to help adjust to climate change, supply water for eastern Jamaica, reduce soil erosion, and safeguard unique plants and animals. This message is sponsored by CaribSave.
Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries Roger Clark says significant investments are being made in the agriculture sector by private entities. Overseas markets are also being expanded for Jamaican produce. Minister Clark says business interests in North America are currently making plans to import Jamaican foods.
They want to expand significantly the products that we send there. Chief among them, sweet potato. And the volumes that they want, astounding.
Here are some of the investments being made by private entities within the agricultural sector.
Jamaica Broilers. They are expending some $800 million. Caribbean Broilers. They are doing $3.5 billion worth of investment. We're talking about massive expenditure going on in agriculture.
Minister Clark says investments will also be made in the country's dairy industry.
We want to develop within our agricultural institutions some entrepreneurs in the dairy industry. So we're going to be giving Case, Nakalva, Elim, Ebony Park some 50 dairy animals each so that the youth in those areas can begin to appreciate that a dairy industry can be a viable one. What we want is to make our young people begin to appreciate the value of our locally produced foods. And every time we buy from our farmers in Jamaica, we enrich our farmers.
Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Roger Clark. The proverb for this morning is, one hand can't clap. Translation, one hand cannot clap. This means that we need to support each other. It is difficult for people to be successful without some degree of assistance. That brings us to the end of this morning's program. Join us again next time. Until then, please feel free to keep up with us by visiting our website at gis.gov.jm or on Facebook. With the studio engineer Joel Samuels and for producer Evadne Brown, I am Camilla Guthrie, wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.